People are making babies to this show. Musty basement.
All right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. But always fly. The sometimes shy.
The Can Man. The Can Man guy, that's me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing just fine, Chad.
Doing just fine. Wonderful. Wonderful. Also in the room with me here is Butters, Brian Butters Bodensteiner. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Chad. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
See, I did an intro without swearing.
You did. I'm impressed. And then Pat. You are such an asshole.
I had to do at least once.
All right. Thank you. Now get it out of the way. Back again after a bit of a hiatus is a good buddy of mine, Todd Rutabaga Gutnecht. Good to have you back, Todd.
Great to be back, Can Man.
What's
always
up?
Always love doing the show.
Oh, I always love having you on the show. Really? Seriously, I do. I got to quit playing my Zune. So, how was your week?
It's fantastic. I got to do lots of voice gigs last week.
Voice gigs? Like what?
Did President Barack Obama for a commercial for a car dealership in Portland, Oregon, and got to do some spots for Comedy Defensive Driving in Texas as former NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw.
Very cool. Very cool. I can't hear myself. Okay, that's not good. Hello. Okay. Anyway, welcome. Good to know that you're getting some voice work.
Yes. I'll be doing a couple more video games for Budcat soon.
Yeah, but that one that they did kind of blew goats, is what I heard. Did you make the cut for the game?
Oh, for Darkest of Days for Phantom Effects? Yeah, I'm on there.
Oh, you are?
I'm on there quite a bit, but I'm not the main announcer. It wasn't a bad game. It was just a game they didn't have enough budget to really do the game as...
Yeah.
As complete as they would have liked. I think they thought they were going to have a Battlefield 2 or Halo type game.
Right.
And it's impossible to do that with the budget they had.
Okay. Well,
but it's still, for what it is, Darkest of Days is still a very entertaining single-person shooter game.
Great voice talent. Because not only you did voice work from, but Timmy also did some voice work for the game as well.
Yes. And P.J. Stoppleworth. I don't know how many of your audience might know P.J. down in Iowa City. He did... some voice work on the game as well. In fact, he did all the audio production.
Oh wow, dang. Cool.
Stoppleworth?
What's that coming out on?
Xbox 360.
It's Xbox 360 is the only one it came out on. Oh, and wow. PC. I should say it's also available for your PC.
Yeah, PC, Xbox 360, you know, 210, 220, whatever it takes.
720?
221. Hmm. Yeah. So had a good Valentine's Day yesterday. Celebrated Zeta's 4th birthday. Had pizza and ice cream. It was kind of an ice cream themed party my wife put together for her, and a lot of fun. And I had carb overload. So there's a Facebook picture that my wife put out there. Had no idea she took it, obviously, because I was asleep. But I guess it makes a nice ending to the photo album.
Yes, food coma is always a good shot in the photo album.
Yes. Food coma, indeed.
First stages of diabetic coma.
That's it, man. Totally. But had a great time. Just good to see everybody there, except for Katie. What happened there, buddy?
Oh, she was just a little monster this weekend.
You're So yeah, found out, you know, Kevin's daughter did something horrible and got grounded.
Yep.
So
that's her first real grounding for being a 3-year-old.
What'd she do?
Oh, just what'd she do? What she didn't do. She wouldn't do anything we said for her to do.
Yeah.
She was still up like Saturday night about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Her bedtime's like 9-ish or so. So she just would not go to bed. She wouldn't listen to anything we're saying. You know, I'd go to bed and then I'd hear her like thump, 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 thump. Thump, 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 thump.
Yeah.
She'd be like running around the house at night, terrorizing the cat, just messing with stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we hear that thump, 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 thump noise. We know that one of the children is on the way up to try and sleep in our bedroom for whatever reason. Whatever reason they're scared that night.
Nope. So. And in the morning, I found her on the couch. She didn't even sleep in her bed. So.
Wow. That's, you know, a little strap the kid to the bed. Car.
She might have hit the liquor store.
She got a possum costume.
Got some cigarettes. Unless I could train her to get cigarettes for me, that would be great.
Yeah.
She's graduated from Nestle Quick to creme de cacao in her milk. She's getting lit up.
Because she's all lit up again.
She's getting some Kahulu.
Yeah, there you go. Kahulu or Kahula?
Is that like a little Kahulu creme de cacao, please?
Yeah, it's the drink that's got all these arms.
I don't want her to lose her soul. I mean,
well, she'd be getting your soul. I don't know.
She might. I mean, the way she was acting, you know, there must have been a demon in her or something. So
yeah.
Nope, she was not acting right. I, you know, she played every thing in the book she could think of to, like, oh, I'm scared. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, you can't do this to me.
Did you give her sugar after a certain time? Or?
No.
Because remember, kids are like gremlins. They have certain rules. You can't. Yeah. You can't feed them after a certain amount of time.
I tried not to feed her after 12 o'clock.
No sugar.
Didn't get any water on
no
her
bread
either, so
no
maybe you should try holy water.
Yeah, well, we're thinking about the closet.
It tends to burn her skin for some reason. We don't know why. It
gets some red rash going
on. Daddy, it burns.
But I can say terrible twos, that's bull.
Uh-oh.
Terrible
thanks Kevin
threes.
Hey you can baloney. You can say
baloney. I guess I can,
but the threes, wow. Somebody should have told me about them. So.
Yeah, threes suck.
They get a little bit of independence in them.
Yeah.
They feel they can do whatever the hell they want.
You know what?
Know
3
better.
And 18, right?
You know, actually, it's all the way up.
Three
it doesn't get 18. Any better. You just got to learn to deal with it. Teach them. Train them. Put them down.
Now you know why your parents always had a well-stocked liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help from Jack and Daniels.
Yeah.
Parenting with Jack and Jim.
Yeah, I gotta say, 18 sucks. 18 really sucks. So,
well, you can kick him out.
I love him too much to kick him out, but I came close
if you
a few
love
times.
Him, set him free.
Yeah. Well, I want him to graduate high school before I put him on the street. So,
so how's his relationship with Brittany going? Is that going?
I think they are. Man, that's been the whole deal. She was here yesterday, but. I guess I don't understand the whole situation, but here's what's going on. And I'm sorry, Zach, if I'm embarrassing you. This is what I've put together based on
going through his email.
I don't go through his stuff.
He's based on to log onto his Facebook, and you know what's going on.
Well, yeah, based on what's happened in his life. Anyway,
checking his phone.
He says that they're no longer a couple. That's together. They have an open relationship. So yesterday,
that means she wants
do they
to
go
date.
To swingers yeah, nice. Parties now.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Keys.
Yesterday,
key parties.
Yeah. Throw them in the bucket.
Well, here's the deal. Yesterday, they came over to. She took her to see Valentine's Day at the movie theater.
But there's a movie called Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. It has every single celebrity in it
from
that you
Taylor
can think
Swift
of.
Taylor Swift to Jennifer Garner. Everybody's
yeah,
in
everybody's
it.
In it. Anyway. Huh. He took her to see the movie, and then he came back, and then they went over to this other guy's house because he bought her flowers too, and then they hung out at this other guy's house.
Kind of awkward.
And
weird,
I think she's
okay,
dating
Zach
like two.
Zach is on the path to becoming a cuckold. I'm just gonna throw that.
Well,
out there.
And we're trying to explain to him, you know, we love him. We're not trying to talk bad about his girlfriend, but you know,
she's doing other dudes.
Well, I don't know if she's actually doing them, but she's dating them, so.
Zachy doesn't know.
Zach totally knows. And she's got him thinking that if he fixes his problems, you know, whatever's wrong with him, that, you know, he needs to get a car, he needs to pay more attention to this, keep his room clean.
Buy some Enzyte. You know,
well, something. But he needs to better himself for her. And so if he can better himself, he'll win her.
How old is he again?
He's 18. It's like he'll win her over the other guys. I'm like trying to explain to him what polygamy is and how it's illegal and how, you know, it just doesn't work. And he's not Charlie Sheen from 2 and a Half Men. You can't just, you know, sleep with that many women in the real world. Well, I suppose you probably could. I couldn't.
Back in the day when I had hair and was thin, I...
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I had my successes.
Back when you could buy roofies on the street, I got my successes.
Well, I'm just trying to explain to him, you know, how it really works and how, you know what, if you just went outside, you know, you went and did something with some of your friends, went somewhere else, took your mind off it, you might just meet somebody else. You know, you'd realize, you know, what's going on. Instead of, you know, saying every four-letter word in the book on Facebook, because we can read it.
He's a nice kid. He deserves a gal that's going to treat him well.
He is a good kid.
He should do the Cam Man show. That's where I found love.
Yeah, well, I've had him on the show. He's just not going to find love on this show. So you found love on the Cam Man show. That's kind of why we haven't done any Chubby Chasers in a while.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got Amy now.
No. And she is not a chubby.
Not really, no. Nope. If I said she was, she'd kill me. So, no, not at all.
Somebody would.
Yeah, somebody'd kill me. Probably you. Or her. Or one of her children. So...
No.
I don't know. Maybe
these
would.
Kids wouldn't.
I don't know. Brian, he'd probably jump out of a tree and kill me or something. I could kill me with a beer bottle. I could see Brian doing that.
I could see Holly doing it too.
Holly, I could see Holly doing it.
I don't know about her.
I don't know. Yeah.
So I got nothing to
Kevin,
add.
You got nothing to add? No. So yeah, but as much as it pains me to think that 18 sucks for men, for boys. I know it's really going to start sucking here pretty quick once the hormones kick in for the girls. So that's not looking forward to that.
I got bad news for you, Chad. You have really, really cute girls. So when they get older, they are going to have lots and lots of boys around.
I think I'm going to start investing in guns.
I've got some. I can loan them to you. You don't need to invest. I'll just loan you maybe a Glock 17, 9mm.
I'm just thinking like an AR-15.
Why do you got a big crayon here?
Because it's my bank.
It's a change bank. Didn't you have one of those growing
up? My retirement policy, right?
It is.
It's my 401k.
It's the Can Man Show
the blue
fund.
Blue crayon fund. Yeah.
It is. And it's got a good amount of change in there, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Thinking of starting a Roth IRA with Benny and Smith.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, that actually was on the crayon. Used to be on the wall at Chuck E. Cheese. And then my kids had a bank. And then for Valentine's Day, Zoe got one of those change counter banks. Come to find out, she has like $30 in change. So
no more.
Well, no, it's in her bank. So I've just put my change in that bank. Now I upgraded from a mason jar. So
you upgraded from a marker.
Yeah.
Now he uses the mason jar for what it's intended: drinking moonshine.
That's right. That's right. It's not one of those blue jars though. So it's.
It doesn't have.
But it's a blue crayon. So.
What do you got under your mattress?
Huh? Nothing. All my porn's
adult
on the internet.
Toys, mm-hmm. Like every other married couple. There's a lot of dust on them, mm-hmm. Like every other married couple.
So, Todd, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
We went to Atlas Grill down in Iowa City. Had a great time. Never, a wonderful meal.
What is Atlas Grill?
It is an upscale restaurant bistro. Fantastic food. I had the molten chocolate lava cake, which I now refer to as heroin for fat people.
Nice.
It is that good. It was the.
You got to cook it up.
Oh,
in a spoon
it's a
for
flourless
you,
chocolate right cake, and then you have to order with your meal. And it was, I've eaten at a lot of nice restaurants. One of the great things about me being married to my wife is she loves to travel, loves to dine at fine restaurants. So I've gotten to eat in a lot of nice places, and that was one of the best desserts I've ever had in my life. The only one that comes close is the tiramisu at Topo Gigio in Chicago.
Wow.
It was unbelievably good.
On Thursday, we went out to dinner. Last week was also Red Dog and Connie's anniversary and Connie's birthday. And since it was Zeta's birthday and Connie's birthday, we all went out to Red Lobster on Thursday and had this chocolate chip brownie sundae thing that they have there. Oh, man. That was pretty good, too. Sounds similar to that chocolate molten lava cake thing you had.
I had a shamrock shake today.
Do they have them out
They're
now?
They're out already? Yeah. I'm getting one.
Cool. Cool, because I'm glad, because tonight I'm gonna end when we end the show. I'm gonna play a little Wild Nept. I think Johnny Jump Up, so a song about cider. But they should do a song about Shamrock Shakes. I'll have to talk to the guys.
They should. So you know, if they threw the McRib out there with it, man.
Oh jeez,
yeah,
I'd be living out that place.
So they don't have the McRib out currently. No. Is that like a summer thing?
No, it's seasonal.
Seasonal?
How do you not know the McRib?
I know what the McRib is, but when do they usually bring it out, is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
It floats.
Yeah. It floats?
It floats.
You got to follow it around the country.
Yeah. Yes. McRib tour.
Depends on if they find a box in the freezer.
McRib tour.
I found a box in the freezer. We should put it out. Okay. Today only, McRibs.
I'm still convinced it's just their standard breakfast sausage put in a rib forming
I don't device. Care. It's rib goodness.
It's that good, huh?
You've never had a McRib.
I used to hate barbecue until they brought the barbecue
awesome.
Ground up.
Pork product in sauce with onions.
It's a formed meat product.
Yeah.
Wow. You know? So it's like they put it in a Jello
it's
mold.
It's just like it's what you expect from McDonald's, but it's good.
It's like chopped up pork that's put in a mold, and then they put sauce. Onions,
lips
pickles.
And
some
it's actually good, but
it's good stuff.
It's not like real barbecued ribs from Allen.
No,
Irene's.
No, you don't have to pull a rib out of it.
No.
Well, you might.
How much for a rib? Cool. So it's good. It's good stuff.
It is good.
Not as good as the Shamrock Shake, though.
Well,
no, I love the Shamrock Shake.
That is worth waiting all year for.
Although, what if they mixed up a McRib as shake form? That would save time.
A McShake?
A McRib? McRib shake?
A malted McRib?
I don't know if it would do good with ice cream, though. Just the barbecue sauce and the ice cream?
No.
No.
There are some ice cream flavors that you wouldn't think that would be delicious, but they are.
Like the red
bacon,
bean? Oh.
Bacon ice cream. Sounds disgusting.
Chocolate and bacon ice cream.
I hear the red bean's really good.
Awesome. I haven't had chocolate.
No, I'm not a big
red
fan.
Red bean ice cream
I've never
is
had
good.
It. They got some at home. But just
Not a big fan of the Asian ice creams.
I love all the
One of the Asian ice creams I saw was horse flesh.
Horse
nice.
Flesh?
They actually have horse flesh.
That's Ooh. Just wrong.
Google it, horse flesh.
I will. I'll Google it. Horse flesh
ice cream. I
would
probably put ice cream at the end because I'm willing to bet horseflesh.com rings up a lot more than
that. And they got a picture of like Mr. Ed right on the lid. It's terrible.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Horse flesh ice cream.
Yeah. Then they had squid ice cream.
Yeah.
Squid ink ice cream.
Squid ink.
Turns your mouth totally black.
Yes.
That's just what I want.
Mm-hmm. Black ice
it's
cream.
It's kind of like that gum that Pee-wee gave to on Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yep. Except it wasn't ice cream.
Mr. Buxton.
Did Pee-wee's latest movie, did Paul Reubens' latest movie, that get canceled because of another...
I don't think it ever was on the slate. He's doing a comedy tour, a comedy show. He's doing Pee-wee's Playhouse Live in L.A. It's a limited engagement, but it might move to... I heard rumor that it might go to Broadway, but it's Pee-wee's really? Playhouse Live, and it's going to be all ages show. And
no.
Yeah.
Really? All ages?
All ages. If I looked it up. I was at Paul Reubens' website, peeweeherman.com or something.
Okay. I got to ask. Were you just like sitting at home one day? Oh, check out what Pee Wee Herman's doing.
No. Actually, I am a fan of Paul Reubens' work, all right? But I heard, you know, through the grapevine that he was doing his show. And I saw on the internet, I'm like, oh, cool. He's got a website. And apparently he's got a Twitter account. So I saw his tweets as well.
Everyone's twattering.
Yeah. It was down today for a while, but...
Okay. I think I'm going to call Chad's bluff. He says he's a big Paul Reubens fan. Who co-created Pee-wee Herman, if you're such a fan?
Who co-created him?
Yes.
What's his nuts who's dead? His wife killed him.
You're right.
Phil
it was
Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman,
Phil Hartman
yeah.
co-created. So he is a fan.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only voiceover geek that would know that Phil Hartman helped create Pee-wee.
So was Twitter down because of... Kevin Smith?
Well, I don't know. Speaking of fat things, Kevin
and
Smith...
And sex.
Well, yeah.
That's all he Twitters about is sex.
Well, Kevin Smith, he was on a Southwest Airlines flight from Oakland to Burbank, and they booted him off because he was too fat. So...
Kevin Smith too fat.
Yeah, Kevin Smith too fat. He's a big guy.
He's
really
a big guy, but he's not like 400 pounds.
Right.
But he's not like a guy that has to buy two
So
seats.
I've been kind of following the story.
Actually, his Twitter, he said in his Twitter that he does buy two seats.
He buys two seats, but he took an earlier flight. They What's the term?
Got there too early, so they put him on standby.
Put him on standby. They got him on the plane, and then they said, you know what? You got to get off.
You're too fat.
You're too fat. And then I've been kind of following the story, and he's quoted as saying there was another fatty on the plane, but he didn't want to sell him out, who was actually bigger than he was. So he's like, dude, I'm not going to sell you out.
They kick him off because of, like, the plane couldn't take off?
Well, because they weren't comfortable in the seats or something like that. They had only one seat left, and he normally takes up two.
But he said that.
Gee, that's not going to show up in a future movie of Kevin Smith's.
Oh,
yeah.
All the people to do that too.
Anybody famous that have a Twitter, it's all over the world.
And this is very opportune time. His movie Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. I think it's Tracy Morgan. Is coming
just
out.
Got released.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's out.
So, you know, what a perfect time to get the media attention. Hopefully it translates into some box office for him, because he traditionally makes awesome movies, just not too well in the box office.
Well, what was interesting is on his Twitter, he was trying to tell his story, because so many different stories were getting out on the news websites and everything. And I guess he said that he passed the fat test, which is to be able to pull, like, the armrest down and still be able to get him all the way down.
Still breathe.
Right. He could still get the seatbelt around his waist. I read that too.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he was able to do that. So they just made a bunch of excuses and
got him off the plane.
And then Larry King was trying to get him on his television show through Twitter. Don't call him, go through his people.
Get him on Twitter.
Yeah. But
that's probably the best way to contact Kevin Smith.
Because he actually responds to you on Twitter.
Well, the funny thing is he said, I'm in California, you're in Washington, D.C., I'm not going to touch an airport for at least a week.
So, yeah. Here's the thing, Kevin Smith has got to have the money where he could charter a flight wherever he wants to go.
Well, he's got some money, yeah.
Well, why spend it if you don't want, you know?
I mean, because the airlines are,
I hope this doesn't get begocked, asinine.
Why would that get begocked?
The way they treat their passengers, it is Greyhound with wings.
What's that?
If I had the money of Kevin Smith, I would never fly commercial.
Do another
ever?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's smart that Kevin Smith is flying commercial because, I mean, why? Because a chartered flight is very expensive. So maybe he's being smart with his money.
Well, first class. I mean, I think if you're spending the
he
money,
he's probably
to,
flying coach, buying two seats in coach.
Well, if you're buying two seats in coach, why can't you buy one big seat in
first class?
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Well, he's a pretty down to earth guy and likes to be incognito. Do you think you'd note it?
He usually buys two seats in coach.
Why not? A lot of fat people do it. I mean, they really do. I mean, that's their policy with Southwest Airlines.
That's what Ralphie May does.
And he'll be at the Englert in February. 22nd.
I'm gonna have to go.
Yeah, he'll be next week, I think. So, but
he doesn't have to do three.
I would love to have Kevin on the show.
God.
Kevin Seriously. Smith.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, if you're listening,
we won't fly you here. We'll put you on a plane or train
Amtrak.
Or something.
We could flat truck.
We can Skype you.
Yes.
Exactly.
We can afford to fly you out here. We can't even afford.
I can hardly afford to keep it online.
How about satellite. There we go.
Yeah, we could. Well, there's the internet. We could put him on via internet.
Yeah, via Skype. That's
yeah. I could just do a phone interview with him. Mm-hmm. Call me. Get your people to be in touch with my people, which would be
Twitter
me.
Twitter him.
Yeah.
Larry King does.
Larry King can get a hold of him through Skype.
Yeah. Who can't?
Kevin Smith needs to try dieting and garlic tablets.
Oh, but. One of the funny thing is, I think that Kevin Smith put a picture of himself on his Twitter when he was on the plane. Oh, he looks crazy.
Nice.
He's put on a few pounds though since.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the news places they put like his like clerks
his PR clerk days. Photos.
Right.
Yeah. He's probably put on a few pounds since he quit smoking.
Well, even when you watch like Evening Heart or. Evening with Kevin Smith.
Evening, yeah, like the second one.
Yeah.
You know, because
he's pumping up.
I was trying to find a picture for someone at work because they're like, oh, he doesn't look that fat.
Well, in his face, no.
No, in his face now.
In his face, too, now. Yeah. He's got the flabbiflage with the beard going on.
No.
The
flabbiflage? No.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a picture, you know, of him, but most of the pictures that I could find of him are shoulders up.
Yeah.
I mean, very...
Very few full body shots.
Full shot, unless it's one that's like for promos and stuff
like
that.
He's always wearing his trench coat.
Yeah.
It's slimming.
Slimming.
Trench coats are slimming,
yes.
Yeah.
He's got his.
I guess.
So you can whip it out fast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you're a flasher,
if you're
going
to flash people, you're going to want to get the good trench coat.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Very true.
Back to penis talk.
Yeah, back to the penis.
Back to my penis.
Back to your junk.
Back up into your penis. I mean,
your dong.
Back to
your wang.
Can we just call it a tallywhacker?
Tallywhacker's just fine. After drinking the beer last week, the Holy Grail Ale that Dennis had brought, I was kind of in the mood for some Monty Python, and just did a search for a bunch of different Monty Python stuff out there. Found some really awesome stuff on Amazon. Threw it in our Amazon store. If you go to thecanmanshow.com and click on the Geek Shop.
I actually watched Holy Grail off Amazon the other night.
Did you? You watched it off of Amazon?
Yeah.
Cool. Unboxed or whatever. If you click on our video tab.
Well, I have it on my Roku player.
Oh, yeah.
It has
cool.
Netflix and Amazon.
Cool.
To my account.
Very nice. So, Todd Lee, anything else exciting going on in your life?
Actually voicing a cartoon in the Ukraine, believe it or not.
In the Ukraine?
Yes, as President Barack Obama. A little show called Barack Obama Superstar. There's a trailer out on the web somewhere, either on YouTube or video.
So are you speaking in Ukraine?
I am not speaking in Ukrainian. I am speaking as President Barack Obama.
Okay.
It's in English. It's amazing how people in the Ukraine, the vast majority under the age of 50, speak English and speak it very fluently.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Most of the young people have college degrees. Very, very educated. Ukraine is, they're amazing people.
Cool. And are they paying you well, hopefully?
Very well.
Cool. Nice.
And hopefully even better once it becomes distributed all across Europe. So, and they're working on that with a company called Astro Productions out of Hollywood. So who knows? I might be famous someday.
In Europe, like David Hasselhoff.
Hey.
He's huge.
He's
David
huge
Hasselhoff
in Germany.
Is huge in Germany. Huge. I would take the man's career and what he's made in Germany.
I would take what he made in the U.S.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not many guys who have a song written after them like Du Hast.
That was about him? You hate?
Well, it was about the fact that Hasselhoff's popularity minimized their popularity, so obviously they must hate them and love Hasselhoff.
Du Hast was about him.
Wow.
Well,
God.
it was about the fact that the band was hated.
You hate me.
Yes. Du Hast mich.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw that CD away now.
I didn't sing it that badly.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Du Hast mich.
So how did your CIA show go?
Good.
Went very well.
Lisbon.
I was very worried when we walked in.
Isn't that
in,
where Tony's from?
People.
No, Tony's from Vinton.
Tony's from Vinton. I think he's from Lisbon.
He's not from Lisbon.
Tony from Vinton.
Yeah, Tony from Vinton.
It was a good show. The crowd got into it. It was
good.
I got to swear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I said bull. Well, we already said it once anyway,
it's
didn't we?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
great.
I tried to get him to just say BS.
Yeah. Anyway, so
don't blame me.
But did it get had it, people were entertained. You had a good time.
Very much so.
You laughed. You cried. It was better than Cats.
It, so it's good.
Cool.
Got some more gigs, and the audience enjoyed us, and they came up and congratulated us. So
we got to listen to harmonica player in the meantime.
They had a harmonica
Nothing
player
like
too.
Doing two sets and having some guy come out and sing the blues.
And
right,
I mean,
between your second comedy set?
Yes, right after we were done, the first song he played was Ghost Riders in the Sky. So he just took the audience down a few notches.
And right before we went back on stage, it was George on My Mind. Nothing
did
like
you
bringing
know
the energy right up.
Did you know this guy was going to be on? Or?
Well, we knew, but we didn't know what he was. Like,
we
what
didn't
he
know that
nothing.
He was a blues harmonica guy.
Looked like Abe Vigoda's older brother.
Wow.
I think he dated Betty White. That's how old
he
was.
He was on a game show, and the grand prize was fire.
Nice.
This dude was old.
He was.
But the all-time worst warm-up act we had to follow was a video of St. Jude's Children's Cancer Hospital Boy, that'll bring an audience up for comedy.
So everybody here to laugh? Yeah, all right.
You guys way to rock!
Do we get the money for the cancer kids? Do you?
Katie is so brave.
That's harsh, man.
True story. We did have to follow a St. Jude's Children's Cancer Festival fundraiser video. That's a tough gig.
That's a rough gig.
No kidding.
It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah, but did you? I mean, did you overcome?
No, not really. It was
probably a bad show.
It was half an hour of just humiliation and
I did not perform in that show, so that's probably why.
So right before you're ready to go out there, nobody say anything
I
about
I put my cigarette out.
Or anything related.
You put your cigarette out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I don't care what you guys say. That little girl was cute, bald.
I was sun tanning and smoking a cigarette.
Nice.
Using my cell phone.
Nice.
You know, it probably didn't help that we came out saying, yeah, I'd give to St. Jude's, but that Danny Thomas was a dirty little Lebanese bastard.
Okay. Really? Danny Thomas, Lebanese?
Yes, he was Lebanese. But
I did not know that.
I don't even know who that is.
Danny Thomas is the reason I'm a Freemason, because he was a Freemason and a Shriner, and I consider him the Lebanese patron saint.
All right.
So
sweet.
He is the reason why I'm a Freemason.
You just brought the show down.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
Yay!
No, Danny Thomas was great. You know,
you're all right. Like St. Jude's to your show is
nice.
I brought a little St. Jude's feeling here, isn't that?
Yeah, wonderful.
I cried the day he died.
Yeah. He's still alive, isn't he?
I don't know.
No. Oh, never mind. He's like Dave Thomas too. Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas is also
dead.
But the other Dave Thomas.
The reason I became a fast food.
The other Dave
junkie.
Thomas is still alive. The one from SCTV.
Yes.
Yeah. That one is still alive.
Doug McKenzie. Doug McKenzie. Bob McKenzie.
Yeah, that was Bob McKenzie.
And Doug.
Hoser.
Bob and Doug.
Gotta bring that around.
Hey, take off, eh? Hoser.
Hey, don't drink the old man's last beer, eh?
You know, I watched Strange Brew a few weeks ago, and that movie just doesn't hold up.
It doesn't, but...
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's funny if you watch the old SCTVs on YouTube or Google Video.
Yeah.
Still funny.
Some of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just thinking how much I miss John Candy. I miss him. I miss his characters. I mean, you go back and watch any movie he was in, pretty much.
He had a lot more movies he could have done.
Yeah.
I mean, I could still watch Uncle Buck and just laugh my ass off.
I love Cool Runnings. And, you know, this year is the first year in, like, 15 years that the Jamaican bobsled team didn't make it to the Olympics.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's
make
probably
it
a good thing.
At least they made it to the end. Some people didn't do that.
Yeah, you know, that was pretty.
Well, that was luge. That wasn't bobsled. Yeah, well, I guess they are using the same track.
But, you know, that luge thing, man, I had my kids in the living room getting all excited about watching the opening of the Olympics. And then they show this guy getting killed over and over and over again as he smashes into the pole. You know, how many different angles could they have shown it? I guess just one, really.
Well, how many times they never, like, if someone dies in, like, a race car or NASCAR, they don't ever show it.
Yeah, they didn't show Dale.
They don't show
any
of that stuff.
Yeah, they showed it a couple of times, but...
Yeah, before they...
Wasn't
he wasn't dead, though.
Right.
They didn't show it. They did not play it after he was confirmed dead, like, an hour after the show.
That was true. I don't think it ever got aired after that.
I don't think they should have shown that, number one,
well, you can
right at 6:30 when the kids are... You know, we were all excited about watching the Olympics, and then, boom...
So is this like the
dead
first
guy.
Death?
First
like during
no,
Winter Olympics?
No,
or?
It's the second, actually. The first one, also a luge death, happened...
1992!
It happened like 17 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, but there was also a bobsledder, an Italian bobsledder that got killed.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
The strap of his helmet almost decapitated.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was an American, if they had showed it.
I don't know. And normally I wasn't all pumped up about watching this thing, and now they're milking the Georgians guy's death for all it's worth, and, you know, it's kind of like...
Well, they got to get their money's worth for the Olympics, so they're going to whore that out as much as they can.
Does Bob Costa still do it?
Yes. And he's on his fifth different hair color.
What hair color does he have now?
It's
some
like
different
dark
shade of
chocolate
dark.
Brown. He was allowing a little graying at the temples, and...
Yeah,
I guess I don't look that close at Bob.
Well, it's the age of HD television now.
Anytime I get a chance to look closely at Bob Costas, I'm taking it, baby.
All right.
All right, Bob Costas. I wonder if there's like a Bob Costas porn page or something.
Bob Costas fan site?
I doubt it.
Yeah. There's Michaels furniture porn. How could there not be?
Yeah, no kidding.
Furniture porn?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we already talked about this.
I don't think. No,
were you
we,
not,
no
you weren't way. Here.
No, we furniture did it porn. During the. When we were doing your. Thingy.
Who was it? They were showing us furniture porn.
Oh,
it was Rick.
Yeah.
Rick Nelson. Yeah, they did this furniture porn. If you go look up furniture porn, somebody did a parody porn site. So there's like a video of two chairs humping where they're just stacking the chairs and unstacking the chairs and restacking them. It's pretty funny. It was brilliant for its time. It's one of those GeoCities looking websites.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty bad. It actually looks like Zerby's website. So
you're saying
Zerby's website's joke?
Yeah. No, I'm saying Zerby's website reminds me of a GeoCities website. Unless you changed it.
Zerby sent me a nice little birthday message with ads from 1978 on it.
Gotta love Zerby.
Does it have one of those email icons with the mailbox with the thing going open, you know, the lid going
open?
You got
mail.
You've got mail.
Zerby's our resident Danny Elfman. So I love Zerby, and you can too.
Nightly
for $9.95.
I'll stick with furniture porn.
I'll stick with my deck chairs.
I just couldn't believe it. Furniture porn. I thought that was hilarious.
It sounds like a store name.
Furniture porn.
Would I get in trouble if I surf that at work? You know, furniture
probably.
There's nothing nude or not.
Yeah,
no,
but
if the
word
porn
comes up
in the search. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Or prawn.
Be frowned upon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frowned. Maybe even an eyebrow.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd get fired. They're looking for an excuse for you, buddy.
It's being naughty.
The end table's being naughty. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all sorts of different furniture that you could, like recliners and.
They have lazy.
There's like a whole IKEA page.
There's even like bondage chairs.
Oh my God! So like every section IKEA, it's all dipped by furniture brand.
No, I don't know. You're
that close.
It's better to imagine. Trust me, whatever you're imagining is better than what the actual website is.
Like, it's much better.
You know, like you got black and Asian.
Go with
and
the
big boobs and so on.
Dwarf.
Yeah. Big pillows. Know. Yeah. Nice.
Midget furniture porn.
Sectionals. You know.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Oh, you would.
Right after the show.
Totally digging the furniture porn. Bom, chicka, bom,
do chicka, I have to buy chicka, a subscription chicka. To furniture porn?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What would the magazine, what would the furniture porn magazine be titled?
Furniture porn.
Furniture porn?
Shays and Lays, I guess.
Shays.
Like it. Love it.
God.
Recliner.
Easy chair.
Recliner.
Easy chair. Recliner. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Davenport.
Davenport. I like Davenport.
There we go.
Davenport.
Oh, that's weird. Took a weird turn.
It did. It took a great. You gotta have those weird turns once in a while.
Swings both ways.
Nice.
I could keep going, but
you could, yeah. You could. So, you guys playing any games right now?
Me?
You finished your one, didn't you?
Finished Mass Effect. Took me about 35 hours.
There's a big thing about that. How you can't play it without HD TV.
Really?
It
was on
what
some
is
system.
It in 1080?
Was it Mass Effect or was it something that just
most
came
games
out?
Games aren't in that high.
Well, one thing that I know is if you got a standard definition TV
you can't
set,
read the writing.
The writing is so damn small. I mean, whenever there's a part where there's like writing, I'd get like real close up to the TV, like I'm a 12-year-old, you know, playing my Nintendo back in the day, and I'm like, oh, you know, there it is.
Yeah,
but,
there was a big thing on the buzz on the net.
Yeah,
well, I couldn't read the writing.
Well, it's like that in some of the PS3 games too. Uh-huh. What was the one where you're, I don't even know the name of the games. I don't play the PS3.
Well, Dead Rising. That Dead Rising, you just cannot read.
Right.
And there's some parts that are kind of important, seeing the writing.
You know, it was designed for someone with an HD TV.
You know, I can't believe they just don't have two settings. One standard, one high def, because not everybody has it at high def.
46%.
What I want to know is why they don't just hire a voice actor to read those lines so you can hear them and not have to read them.
Budget.
Yeah.
Budget.
Plus, you want to imagine. Well, you don't want someone's voice in your head while you're trying to think of someone else in that voice.
Mm-hmm. So you sound like you're experienced at that.
Yeah. I usually have the tape recorder up to my head, but I'm, you know.
Yeah. Right on.
Someone else's voice in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mass Effect 2, that was a great game.
Cool.
The very end of the game, you finish the game by doing a suicide mission.
Awesome.
And my goal was to get everybody through the suicide mission without anybody dying. That's like the best way to finish the game. But it was one of those things where every damn way that I tried it, someone died.
Jimmy.
So I went through it about 3 different times and couldn't beat it with everybody living. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I ended it with, like, killing one of my favorite characters, which I think is a bad thing because all of this carries over into Mass Effect 3. So anybody you kill or anything that you do in this one carries over to the next game. So, yeah. So I'm on to the next game. I think it's either going to be BioShock 2 or
Dante's Inferno. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool commercial for Dante's Inferno.
Go to hell.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Go to hell. Yeah.
You're jumping down a hole.
Yeah.
Some hot chick.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting of weird stuff. Like, I guess there's one level you fight a vagina.
You know, if you've ever seen the pictures in the book, there's some weird things in that book.
Well, I think they took a lot of them. Like, there's one part
about... this isn't for kids, this game.
Oh, God, no. Lots of nudity, lots of fighting of vaginas.
Lots of chairs getting it on.
There's a boss fight. There's a boss fight where you have to fight boobs.
What is that?
I'm not kidding.
Lust? You're fighting, lust?
Actually, yes, there is a lust level.
Wow.
Where you have to fight boobs and vaginas.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow.
Then there's...
Chad, you have to fight cock.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, all the time.
Actually, there is a section I heard where one of the bad guys has, like, rather large penises or something. So... So what
So it's voiced by George Takei.
So I wonder. Should I BioShock?
I think BioShock 2, man.
I think the BioShock looks pretty good.
BioShock 2 looks pretty awesome.
Didn't you get a Xbox 360?
In fact, I was just going to talk about that.
You were supposed to get an Xbox 360.
Well, here's the thing. I've been going through and, like, studying every single thing there is about everything.
You think too much about it.
I do. Well, it's a big investment. I don't want to be disappointed.
So I got news for you. In three years, you will be disappointed no matter what you buy.
I started with the Xbox, but the only thing the Xbox really had going for was that you and Ryan were on it.
Isn't that basically enough?
That is quite a bit. Believe me, I was just holding it up, but then you got Red Wing of Death. You got no wireless. I mean, there's just so many different things. And I thought, well, PS3 I want then.
I doubt you're going to be playing that wireless.
Yeah.
If you are, tell me. Because
you'll be... You know, it lags.
I'm sure you'll be dropping.
Well, it depends on your house. If you got a fast enough router,
yeah, a pretty good router. But then PS3, which comes with the wireless, has better streaming, has the Blu-ray disc, and it's cheaper if you add the wireless and everything else into it. So I weighed the two back and forth. And I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna get a computer hooked up to my TV because everything you can put in those games, I can put in a computer and make it better. You know, I can rebuild the computer every so often and have it upgraded as I go. And it can do everything those systems can do. And pretty much every game comes out on a computer.
There's some titles that don't, but
not
I understand where it comes from.
Not some of the PS3 titles,
right? But Xbox ones all do because it's Microsoft.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Which one doesn't?
Halo didn't.
Halo, it
is now.
Even with ODST's
Halo
2 out on
and
it.
Halo 3's on it, so.
Yeah, ODST's on.
Halo was originally built as a PC game, and then they brought it exclusive to the Xbox to sell Xboxes.
But I can get a Blu-ray player in there. I can get, all this stuff. And the Xenos actually started at, like, $250. Remember trying to find those at Best Buy, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Really?
They were idiots.
Well, I said it wrong. You're expecting them to know about the product.
Wow.
Go to the computer place and ask if they have Xenos.
We got this.
What's a Xeno?
What do you mean, a processor? Oh, she asked us the processor. It's like, no, that's the name of the... So, did you get a PlayStation 3?
I didn't get anything yet, because I decided I'm just going to build a computer.
Okay.
Or take my bedroom computer and put it on the TV, because I get HD and everything like that. So, I haven't really flip-flopped back and forth.
All right.
Well, that one
I just don't see myself playing. I don't play that many games.
I gotta say,
that would make it worthwhile.
I love having the Xbox. I love being able to play. I mean, there's lots of titles on the Xbox that you can play. When it comes to first person shooters, though, what on the PC, I'm a big fan of the keyboard mouse.
Exactly. And I love having my keyboard and my mouse for the first person shooters.
Now, I used to think the same way, but if you play enough shooters on the Xbox 360 with the controls, now I prefer a controller over the
Xbox controller plugs right into your computer.
Yeah.
It does. It does. And you can get a wireless adapter for the computer.
Yeah.
So
it just for dollars of dollars and length, longevity of it all, it just seems, because I don't play that many games. Plus, on my big screen, I'd be sharing it with the entire family.
Yeah.
So my time on it is even cut down even more.
True. Plus, you know, with an Xbox, with a PC, you get the browser. You
exactly.
can do Hulu.
I can actually compute.
You can do YouTube. You can do Netflix. All that stuff. All right there on the PC, which you don't need to get special on the...
Exactly.
And you don't have to... I mean, you still have to pay for your next Netflix subscription, but
yeah.
Hulu's free.
Hulu, you can get Amazon, you can get all that stuff.
You don't have to buy special software after you get it hooked up to stream it to your deal. Yeah, I can
and
see
it's
that.
It's not going to go... You know, it's not going to be obsolete. I can change it out. You know, PS3, how long before they come out with a new one?
A while.
You know,
seriously.
Yeah.
Because of the economy cost. And all that stuff,
yeah.
They're going to try and make as much.
But computers upgrade, you know, all the time. I can always pop in something. You know, DDR3 just came out not that long ago. We're adding speed.
Well, the reason I like the Xbox is I can just throw the game in and it plays. I've been burned a couple times where, you know, a game, you know, I got the computer system that I think can run it. And not the minimum, but, you know, a little bit higher than the minimum. And still, that thing plays like crap. So
I agree with that.
But
you just got to make sure you got enough RAM, got a decent video card, and you know a hell of a decent processor.
Yeah.
Which you know right now, I mean, it is a buyer's market when it comes to buying a PC.
Even if you're just buying one flat out, it's so cheap anymore
compared to years ago. I mean, for what you get dollar for dollar, buying a PC is probably a better deal.
Yeah,
I see where you're coming from.
It just seems to make more sense. You know, Blu-ray can just pop in there, everything. The stream's easier. I don't have to worry about the wireless dropping on that.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're doing a PC versus a laptop, you're going to want it wired. A wired connection's always faster.
I have wireless on mine now, and I don't have any problem. I've played Halo.
Right.
In Battlefield on the internet with my wireless router and never had a problem.
As long as you don't have anything that's in the same frequency range, you know, you should be fine. But I know Ryan, sometimes he talks about, you know, he's got too much stuff around using that. So.
Well, I mean, I do because I have my computer. I have Amy's computer. I have a laptop. I have a Roku. I have other stuff that is all hooked to the same router.
Right.
But I still haven't really noticed any leg make it worthwhile.
Right on.
I can have furniture porn running on all my laptops. And
there you go.
Still.
Furniture porn. So you guys got any big plans for St. Patty's Day yet?
Work?
I'm taking...
are you taking the day off?
I'm taking the day off. I gotta follow...
I hope all the snow is melted.
Oh, I hope so too, but, you know, we got 4 weeks.
It's snowing now.
Has it snowed, like, during... St. Patty's Day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was snowing and sleeting last year.
No, last year was 80 degrees and sunny.
2 years ago, then it was.
I have pictures of us
freezing cold.
I have pictures of us in winter coats. Yeah, it just kind of. Last year was just an amazing year, weather wise. It was like 80 degrees and sunny, unheard of. Had to wear sunblock, which is bizarre.
Still remember the guy in front of us with the crash helmet and the shorts on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, that was a good one. It rumbled the floor. This year, I'm torn.
I would be silent.
No, I've got a few days left to turn in my entry, but I'm thinking about maybe doing an entrance into the parade. Actually,
as what?
I don't know yet. Maybe a float. I don't know. It's only five. It's
just
only $5. Yeah. It's only $5 to enter in the parade.
The Can Man Show float.
Can we tie ropes to you and like lead you around?
Yeah, yeah. Make awesome. Me one of those balloons.
If the wind picks up, you can start running away from us.
Something like that. But you know, it's only $5 to get in there for an entrance fee. I mean,
$5.
That's
nothing.
It. Yeah. You know, I mean,
we could put you in like a little. Red wagon, cart me around,
and I want to do something that'll promote the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, dye my dog green. We'd have to dye our bleach her out first, then dye her green. We could just spray paint her. Spray paint the dog.
Put her in a little green suit.
She'd probably pee on everybody.
Dress her up like a leprechaun.
She'd pee on everybody. I think we're going to follow Chuck Kavanaugh around this year again, like we did in the previous last year.
You going to tell him this time?
That I'm following him around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
is Wild Nept playing at First Avenue? Or Wild,
I'm not sure exactly where Wild Nept is playing this year. I got to talk to the guys. But I know for sure in a week or so they'll be playing at the Irish Hooli. For the Sapadapaso fundraiser. It helps cover the cost of putting on the parade and marketing it and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, $5 doesn't cover the parade?
Well, no, not really. Not really, but the Irish Hooli helps cover that cost, and I know they're playing that.
Doesn't even cover the first round.
Not really. Not really.
Doesn't cover the candy they throw out at all the kids.
Well, they can't throw candy anymore. They got to drop it at their feet along the parade route, so... You can't throw stuff.
Fire it. Fire it at their heads.
So, some kid took one in the eye. And...
Exactly.
I got a pineapple dum-dum right here.
Exactly. And you don't want to do pineapple dum-dums because those hurt. But, you know, you
get Tootsie Rolls can hurt.
Tootsie Rolls can hurt. I chucked a piece of chocolate at my wife the other day, and it left a red mark.
I can't believe you guys didn't, you know.
You know, what if you took, like, one of those t-shirt guns, filled it up with Tootsie Rolls, and shot it at the kids? Saw, like,
it'd be like Buckshot.
I saw a snowball. A snowball shooter at Target.
Yes.
Supposed to shoot a snowball up to 60 foot.
We got one for my nephew. That thing is awesome, and it makes the most perfectly round snowballs.
Oh, it actually makes the snowballs?
It's a mold that makes the snowballs, and you put them in. Well, my nephew was too tired. He didn't want to play with it, so his mother, my sister-in-law, she's like, screw it, I'm going to go play with it. And she took it outside, and she's like, fine, she runs in the house.
Isn't it just...
That is so cool!
Isn't it just like those water balloon slingshots where it's got the it's surgical tubing? Hosing,
but it yeah. will,
well, it's just a little handgun-looking thing,
it's a handgun thing
it's
with
big.
Surgical hose tubing, and
it'll shoot a snowball. How big is the snowball? Like, bigger
snowball,
than a golf ball?
No, the snowball is about the exact same size as a tennis ball.
I think I'd want it bigger.
Wow!
Put a rock
smaller,
in the middle
kind
of it,
about the size
or?
Of a racquetball between racquetball and tennis ball.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, God, no, what if you made the snowballs and then like
ice.
Put water
yeah.
over
I'm
them, frozen?
That's
how we used to do it when I was a kid. Put
I'm
some
surprised
bark
they let
and dirt
that get
in
out
there.
There. You know,
we used to have BB gun wars.
Far. I mean,
but if you're standing a foot away from that person, 60 foot's a long ways then.
Yeah, that's 60 foot through the person.
Yeah, you know that's that. You get that. I mean. I remember when we were kids, you know, they had the...
How long did lawn darts last on the market?
Well, yeah. Well, jarts. Those were awesome.
Yes, jarts were awesome, God. But too many kids took one right in the foot.
My parents
in the,
still
in
have
the head.
Them. In the head.
Some people, one guy took it in the head, and that just ruined it for everybody.
I think I saw one of those sets at like...
My grandma's got one in her garage.
My parents had one in their basement. Let's break it out this summer.
Totally.
We'll have our own Olympics.
You stand on one side with the hoop, right. And I'll stand on the other side of the yard.
That's Darwin lawn games right there.
That's how my brother and sister and I used to play it. We didn't think about, you know, trying to hit each other. We're just aiming for the hoop.
Yeah.
I mean, but you remember like
Well, you might want to try to get close. That's a scare moment.
Remember the Battlestar Galactica toys where it shoots the missiles?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They totally stopped shooting. Yeah, they totally stopped selling them because one guy took one in the eye. And then they only shot out like a quarter inch out the thing. It's like, what's the point? This is stupid. And now the Star Wars toys, the guns, they're made out of like a flexible plastic because they didn't want them to, they don't want to poke somebody to get poked. Jiminy crickets, you know what?
I can't buy anything with lead anymore. It's bull crap. Mm-hmm.
Totally. I want lead paint-based paint on my toys. I'm not
it
chewing on them.
It lasts longer.
It does last longer, and it looks more vibrant.
It's more vibrant.
It's got a tangy taste to it.
Well, I am not eating it.
Not a little bit?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Okay. But I think
we don't chew on.
We are a little overprotective with our consumables. But
well,
there
we're
was
just
one product.
About everything.
There was one product that we sold at Shields, and I'm not talking about guns. We sold a water like tube.
Yeah.
Only it was a giant wing, and it was designed to go airborne.
Okay.
At 35 miles an hour, if you're being towed behind a boat. They bragged that it would launch you up 25 feet in the air and you would glide and come safely down. Well, in the first 3 weeks it was on the market, there was a dislocated hip. Somebody basically destroyed their knee and another person shattered their femur in four spots and it was immediately recalled.
Well, from a wing, it was a wing.
It was basically a flying wing you tied behind
a
propeller.
Like a small hang glider?
Yeah, but it was air inflated, but it was like one of those water tubes that you would pull behind a boat. But it was shaped like a wing.
Like a hydrofoil.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome until you hit the water at 40 miles an hour from a height of 25 feet, and it's like hitting cement.
That's true.
I mean, these people got injured. They were injured.
Big time.
They were injured bad.
And now, did they go after shields, or did they go after the maker of the product?
They went after the manufacturer. The shields got rid of them as soon as we heard those stories. We recalled them from everybody that it got sold to.
Wow.
As soon as I saw the video, I'm like, that can't be safe. Well, what's going to happen to foam of water?
Think of the chemistry sets and stuff that they used to sell as a kid.
Oh, my God. I had the most dangerous crap in my chemistry set.
My grandpa used to have this Capsella set, which wasn't a chemistry set. It was these tubes and things that you'd put together. But they had wires that you could hook up to make lights and make flames. You had a Capsella set that made flames.
I had the chemistry set with, 80 different harmful chemicals that you could mix anything. I could have making nitrogen bombs in my basement for all I knew.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Hydrochloric acid. They used to have all that stuff. Then it got regulated. Stupid consumer advocacy groups.
Now you can't buy pure chlorine.
Stupid
pure
safety.
Stupid safety. Yeah. When we were kids, I mean, I used to ride with my grandpa. He'd have a beer in his hand, and I'd be on his lap behind the steering wheel, we'd go down the street, you know?
Were you holding the beer or the steering wheel?
Both.
I remember when I was 9 years old going back and forth from the field driving the car myself.
Yeah.
Go pick up dad in the field, 9 years old.
Drive down the lane to pick up dad.
Yep. Laying my ass, I drove down the highway, standing up because I was too short. Any other way to do it.
Wow.
Somebody had to get to the fields.
Wow.
And I was too small to push the brake in or the clutch in on the tractor, so that was my job.
So you drove the car.
I drove the car.
At 9 years old.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So you learn fast.
Yeah. Yeah. The sheriff never saw you, nothing?
Well, this is a small town in Iowa back in 1982. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Uh-oh.
They didn't have seatbelts back then.
Well, they did, but nobody had to use them, so nobody did. Well, they did during driver's ed, but...
Wow. See, I've always been a wuss when it comes to that stuff. I always have my seatbelt on. Always. I've never gotten a ticket.
Are you seriously just gassy today?
I am, dude. It's all the pizza and cake and ice cream that I had.
All I can think of is Step Brothers. So you couldn't hold it? I thought it was going to be silent.
It's a great movie.
It wasn't.
It's a great movie.
It wasn't.
Now we're talking about safety things. I like to bring up a point. Why are banks closed on President's Day?
Totally great segue. Why are they closing? Because
it's retarded.
There's presidents of banks, I guess.
But, Amy's bank is open, which is my bank now. But my old bank, I went to cash check, closed for observance of President's Day.
You know what? Bankers don't get enough holidays.
So. Exactly. I don't understand. I could see, maybe...
Well, there are none in March, so they're making up for it.
I think the funniest thing is the very first call that I took today, the person, I don't know if they're being a smartass or what, but they're like... So they're making you work on this fine day. At first, I don't know what the hell the person's talking about. I'm like, what?
On
what
a
are
Monday?
You? What are you talking?
Well, it took me a while to figure out why the mail didn't come. Yeah,
it's like
my Netflix is still hanging there.
It's like, you know, this fine day, this President's Day, and I'm like, oh, one of those not so real holidays, huh?
Yeah, if schools are open, why is the bank not open?
Well, I think schools.
Do they make that much money where they can just be closed for a day? Like, we don't need to take
money. Kids had half a day.
Teacher conference, not for President's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I was always mad when I was president because I'd have to work on President's Day. Mm-hmm. I always thought, I was getting hosed down the whole deal.
They need to come up with something then, cards or something, to make it worth my time.
Yeah, I'm going to give my wife a happy
they need to
President's,
have some,
President's Day.
They need some Rankin and Bass specials for President's Day.
I have no idea what that means.
Oh,
Rankin and Bass, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. You have some specials for President's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
They're going to treat it like a real holiday. We want a real holiday.
Well, I was at Best Buy just looking at TVs, and there's nobody there. And the guy goes, I go, well, I'm not going to take...
It's like this every President's Day.
Well, dude, they did have some good sales. I was going to take advantage. Well, $9.99, you get Season 1 of Fringe on DVD.
That's probably a reason for that.
I know. Fringe is good, man. I've heard that I've got to watch it.
$23 a Blockbuster. I rented the whole thing within 2 weeks.
Yeah?
So, didn't cost me $100.
No, it's $9.99.
For the
first
season.
$9.99 for season one
so
of Fringe.
So you ripped off, dude.
$9.99. Wow. Not $99.99.
Jeez.
$9.99. $10. It ends today at 9 o'clock.
You could
so President's Day is over,
nine,
my friend.
Nine.
Yeah, Sunday and Monday only at Best Buy.
Wow.
So, yeah, JCPenney always has good white sale for President's Day, in case you need some sheets.
Why white sale?
Isn't that Memorial Day when they do the white sale?
That's awfully
That's when you can't wear white anymore.
Why? Because it's...
I don't know. Don't wear white after Memorial Day or some shit.
Uh-oh.
Don't you watch Tim Gunn?
Who's Tim Gunn?
I don't know who these people are he's talking about.
No.
Rinkin and Bass and...
No.
Everybody... Were you never a child? You never watched any of the Rankin and Bass specials like...
It's me.
Are they the ones
Santa
that did
Claus
the Rudolph? Oh, I saw
town,
those.
Rudolph,
but... Okay, yeah, okay, got it.
Little Drummer Boy, come on.
Yeah.
Why am I such a misfit?
Yeah, okay.
Why is it I never quite fit?
Hermie, yeah, got it. Totally. That's Rankin and Bass, doesn't
I think
it?
We should have a President's... We should have had a President's Day special episode.
We should have.
We
well,
all
this
dressed
is
up
it.
Like
this
different
is...
presidents.
I'm dressed up like Ben Franklin. He was never a president, but I'm still dressed up like him.
He wasn't that fat.
Shut up, Dick. See, there we go. Mentioned Butters' penis, because Butters is one. Feel better
so
now.
So he looks more like William Howard Taft. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I guess.
I was thinking Garfield.
Which one's the one that died in his bathtub?
Elvis? No, he died on the toilet.
The toilet, yeah.
Oh, and he wasn't a president either.
But he did have a special badge from the DEA. No, he was higher than the president. He was a king, baby.
He was a king.
That's right, he was a king.
And then Bubba Hotep came along, and he had to.
Did they ever make the sequel to that?
I think there is a Bubba Hotep too.
The black dude died.
Yeah,
but Bubba Hotep didn't.
Ozzy Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
JFK.
Ozzy Davis.
Ozzy Davis.
Yeah, he.
But yeah, they're supposed to make a sequel to that.
Yeah, well, I think that they are still, but JFK's dead. Or they'll just recast somebody else as JFK.
Yeah,
they would.
Well,
be,
they could have somebody else. They could have TFK. I don't know his first middle name, but Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, they could. You could just move him to a different senior citizen home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. And reclaim his role as the king.
Yes.
That was one of Bruce Campbell's most off-the-wall movies. Either you loved it or you hated it.
I liked it.
You said off the wall. I was thinking you were going to say awful. That would be.
Have you ever seen
some
I
people
Am
loved
Bruce,
it or
though?
Hated it? No, not yet.
That is a good flick.
And it's about him.
It's him as him, but these people think he's actually the characters he plays. So they go to hire him thinking he's this badass from evil, like Army of Darkness.
Thinking
and
he's
it's just
Ash.
Bruce Campbell, who was like an alcoholic womanizer.
That's probably exactly how he sees how this all works.
Could be.
You know, he goes to conventions and people ask him, you know, can you do that thing? No.
So strange to see
Go
him
away.
On that
burn notice. He's looking rough these days.
He's on Burn Notice?
Yeah.
Isn't that the show with Dennis Leary?
Does he look
no,
better?
No,
than
no, no, that's...
Oh, Burn Notice.
Burn Notice is about the...
That's the one that they did the SNL skit. What the hell's Burn Notice?
It's where he's like an old spy or something.
Yeah,
or
right.
The
one
guy got burned about... He got a burn notice from the CIA, which means he was no longer affiliated. He lost his agency status, and then Bruce Campbell is kind of
his handler, liaison. And there's a
kind of
really hot chick in it.
She is a really hot chick.
All right. Cool.
It's actually not a bad show.
Not a bad show?
They had a President's Day special.
What is the name of the one with Dennis Leary?
That's the...
It's about the fire department.
Something don't get burned. I don't know.
Oh, something about fire.
Yeah,
smoke my rope. I don't know. Something. I don't know. Anyway, it's on USA Network. You can watch it. Figure it out yourself.
We're not advertising for them bastards.
Yeah, that's right. What else does I want to talk about? I think that's pretty much all I had on my my plate, fellas. Well, you guys got anything else you need to plug?
Plate's empty. Sorry.
Plate's empty. Yes, nothing? All right. Well, I'm going to close the show again with some Wild Nebs. So enjoy the show. Enjoy the music. And buy their CDs. Have a good one.
I'll tell you.
to a story that happened to me. One day as I went down to Yule by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a wee pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I asked for a bottle of stout. Says the barman to me, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey, try penny, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had to drink in a quart of that shiny chum up. Leaving the third, I went back to the yard, where I bumped in cover off with a big civic guard. Compared to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? I upped with me fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it wasn't that I'd hit him, me that Johnny jump up. And the next thing I saw out in Yule by the lake was an old man on crutches, and he says to me, I fear for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me across to the Red Women's Bar? After drinking a sip of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced in the street. Oh, never, again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get. Had to drink in a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. I went down the Lee Road, a friend for to see, to a place called the Madhouse at Cork on the Lee. And when I got there, if the truth I should tell, they had the poor fucker locked up in a cell. Said the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad. It was only a drop of the creature I had. Oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Have to drink in a quart of that shiny jump up. Died in the Union by the name of McNabb. They watched him and they laid him outside on a slab. And after O'Connor his measurements did take, his wife took him home for a
bloody fine wake.
About 12 o'clock and the beer it was high, when the corpse he sits up and he says with a sigh,
I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring him a quart of that shiny chump up. Oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had to drink in a quart of that shiny chump up. Oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had to drink in a quart of that shiny chump up.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. Need some
traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
Cock.
Yeah.